They were shared copies of these examination papers prior to the exams, and where there are confirmations that exactly the questions that came in the examinations, in the examination papers, were the questions that were shared earlier. So today, early in the morning, the county education director was shared also similar, the same paper for mathematics paper for today. The questions circulating were the questions that also appeared. This approves that this examination is leaked.
Tell us the number of subjects that were leaked before the students wrote the papers.
Yesterday it was a science paper. Today it is mathematics paper. So if the science paper has been in circulation, and then the mathematics paper has been in circulation, so there is possibility that the first paper, which was CRE, the other paper, which was social studies and English, need to be investigated. It's very hard to confirm that these papers were not leaked.
You made your concerns to education officials in Juba or in Yei about these leakages.
I strongly believe that the commissioner for Yei River County should be having information about this very issue. I strongly believe that the supervisor who made his statement on the first issue raised should be having information about this issue. I believe that the county education director for Yei River County should be having information on this very issue. I believe that the National Security Department should be having information on this particular issue.
Are you talking about schools in Yei writing final exams, or it's widespread across South Sudan?
This cannot just be for Yei, for example. If exams are being sent on WhatsApp, this WhatsApp that is not only for Yei, and where could these messages be coming from? They could be coming from Juba, and this calls for thorough investigation.
And you're talking about thorough investigation. What are you doing as an activist to hold the authorities to account on this matter?
I would like to remind our authorities that we should follow the law. We should investigate these people, the flow of these papers, the movement of these papers, and then we should be able to account. We should be able to make these people to account. These culprits must be punished. They must be answerable to the law. We should not compromise with the future. We rather choose practicing integrity over these practices of corruption. So I'm therefore asking the National Parliament to summon the National Minister of Education and Instruction. I'm appealing for the National Parliament to summon the Secretary General for the National Examination Council to be able to answer questions as to the internal practices of exams.
It appears like you know the institutions that are charged with ensuring the security of these examination papers.
Yes, as I'm speaking to you right now, I have had a meeting with the national director in Yei. I had a conversation with him within this very case. And as always, investigation is a process. I believe that they should be working on this very case. So I'm therefore asking them, if they have started working on this case, I'm asking them to continue with the investigations. They should investigate even the flow, the circulation of these papers in the country, so that they can be able to identify those people who have leaked these exams and exactly how these exams came out.